All right, here on the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up, my name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Carissa Hoffert. Carissa, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good today, Matt. How are you?
I am doing well. Carissa, I want to ask you about your brand new song, Whiskey Mood. I love this song. Can you tell us a little bit about this one and kind of the story behind it and how this one came to be written?
You betcha. So I actually was able to get in touch with a gentleman from Ontario there, and we wrote this song together. And we decided to just write something that's going to make people feel good, have fun, something that they can put on when they're outside around the campfire and having a drink or two, something just to relax to.
I love it. So was Whiskey Mood kind of the title that had been decided off first, and then kind of the rest of the song comes afterwards? How did kind of the writing process for this one, and did it come together fairly quickly?
Yeah, so I would say that it came together fairly quickly, but we didn't have the title until the end. Like we were.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. The end was the title. We're like, okay, Whiskey Mood, here it goes, and we put that in the chorus, and that's just how it was set and worked out that way.
I love it, and so this is one of those songs that you play outside. You maybe driving around, have the windows down, or have you had an opportunity to play this song live yet?
Yes, actually, I was able to play it live at the Rail Yard in Regina on Saturday, this past Saturday.
Yeah.
And I was so excited. They loved it. Everybody
That's
was
good.
Jamming to it. They don't know the lyrics yet, but they loved the tune. So it was kind of cool.
So when you're playing a song for the first time, is there some added nerves to play it? And I don't know how often or if you ever forget words of songs, but is this one of those situations where you're a little nervous to maybe forget a word or two, or no?
Well, honestly, for me, when I'm singing a song for the first time, I am so excited and on adrenaline rush that I don't even think about being nervous, and that's probably my best song is the one that I'm doing that's first time I've ever done it.
Yeah. No, I love it. I love it. And it's a great song. Getting joined right now by Carissa Hoffert. And Carissa, what's kind of this year looking like for you? Are you hoping to play some live shows and playing some festivals, some live shows? What's kind of the goals, and what are you kind of looking for here in 2022?
Yeah, so I set out a goal at the beginning of the year that I wanted to play every single weekend this summer. And I have hit that goal.
Like,
so, yeah. I get to play every single weekend all across Saskatchewan, and I even get to hit a few provinces, BC, Alberta, and Manitoba. Get to go to Dauphin's Country Fest and Gateway Festival, so lots of really cool things.
That's cool. I love hearing all about that, and hopefully it's a busy summer with a lot of live shows. And obviously over the last couple of years, I mean, there wasn't live shows really at all over the pandemic and kind of the last couple or more than 2 years or so. So how awesome is it to get back out playing some live shows? And I'm sure that's one of the main things you as a musician have missed over the last little bit.
Yeah, I love performing for people. That's really one of the reasons I do it, as well as writing. And so having all these gigs and people asking me to perform has been an incredible feeling inside that music is staying alive.
I love it. And kind of lastly here, for those that have maybe not seen you perform live before, obviously you probably play a lot of your originals. Do you throw some cover songs in there? What can kind of people expect if they come and see you play live?
Yeah, so I of course put my originals, but I'll always put in my favorite artist's cover songs. So you'll hear always from Jess Moskaluk, I sing her songs, to Neil Arts. You've also got some rock and roll Joan Jett, and then I go way back to Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn.
Right.
So it's a bit of everything.
I love it. I love it. Awesome. Carissa, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. I wish you all the best. And I love the new song, and I'm sure we'll catch up again down the road. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Matt. Take care.